almost like the Cowboys can't go wrong here.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And even if whichever one is going to be the backup, they're going to have the best backup in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah.
When I look at it. But lastly, before we let you go, I got a two-part question for you. First off, are you, like, at this point in time, are you buying into the Redskins being legitimate contenders, not only making the playoffs, but being a player in the playoffs, as opposed to what they were last year when people were like, okay, you guys finished 9-7, you won the NFC East, you made the playoffs, but nobody really expected much from them because of the fact that they didn't beat a team above 500 and that, you know, factors like that. What will it take for the Redskins by the end of the year? Assuming, let's assume for the sake of argument, they wind up making the playoffs. What would you need to see from them throughout the rest of the season for you to believe in this team heading into the playoffs, where they have to face top guns like the Minnesota Vikings or the Seattle Seahawks or, you know, teams like that in the NFC?
Well, I look at things a little differently maybe than a lot of people. I think once you're in the playoffs, you're a Super Bowl contender, because we've seen so many wild card teams, so many lower seeds make Super Bowls over the last, say, 15 years. So I think once you're in, you're a contender. In terms of what I would want to see to feel even better about the Redskins' chances, if this defense can continue to play well and you're going into the playoffs with a defense that is rolling and that a defense that is generating consistent pass rush and a defense that's out on third downs and a defense that's providing takeaways, I would feel really good about where the Skins are at. You know, we saw last year the Skins go into the playoffs with a passing game that was on fire, and we saw how that played out. So it would be nice to see the offense doing well. But to me, defense is one of those things that, regardless of the opponent, that really is something that should be there. You know, if you've got a good defense, it shouldn't matter who the opponent is. You know, see Denver, right? Denver last year, awesome defense. And when that defense played the great offense of Carolina, we saw what happened in the Super Bowl. So if this defense can really catch fire, and let's see, I mean, encouraging the last few weeks, got to see more. But if that can happen, then all of a sudden I think expectations shoot up come January. But going back to my original point, I think if they, and I predicted 9-7 for this year, so I thought this would be a contending team this season. Right. If they can get back into the playoffs, even as a wild card, once you are in, everything resets to zero. And it's, you know, I shouldn't say that everyone's on equal footing, because that's overstating it, but everyone is close enough at that point. Again, look back in recent NFL postseason. So many teams that appeared to be, say, mediocre ended up doing some big things. Arizona, that 2008 season, making the, that was not a great Cardinals team, came within inches of winning the Super Bowl. The second Giants team under Coughlin that won the Super Bowl in 2011, not a great team at all, ended up winning the bowl. So just get in, man. You get in, and you got a shot, and that's the beauty of this thing here. You don't have to be great to do great. That's one of the nice things about the NFL these days.
And when we look at the NFC East, do you think there's a possibility that two teams could come out? So, for example, if the Redskins come in the second place NFC East, they could be in the wild card type of situation?
Oh, I think you might have three teams. I don't think it's far-fetched to say Dallas, Redskins, Philadelphia all make it.
Is that a full prediction? Are you making that official? Three teams coming out the East?
Official prediction? Yeah, why the heck not? Let's make a little news here. Make a little news here on Mason Radio. I'll go out and say that. Absolutely. You know, the NFC,
I love it.
It's not a great conference, at least not right now. Again, it can all change. 4 weeks from now, I could sound like a total doofus for all the things I've said on this show today. But for right now, the NFC East appears to be the best division in a conference that doesn't appear to be great. So why the heck not three teams from the division?
You're not lying. Everyone's having down here. Look at the Panthers. With Cam Newton and company at 1-5. Yeah. And then him walking out of the press conference again, you know, following that Super Bowl debacle and everything like that. So, you know, anything could happen in this league. So I'm just impressed. I'm just impressed and happy the fact that, because I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, like, God help me right now. But the fact that the NFC East is competitive right now and not necessarily the best of the worst as it was last year, because this division seems to always be close. But in years past, it was close for all the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? So I'm just happy it's close for all the right reasons this year and teams aren't faltering but actually splurging. So I'm just happy about that. But I want to thank you so much for joining us today, man. And I'm going to remember that pool prediction In weeks after this, so if the Redskins do falter or if the NFC East as a whole starts losing games consecutively, I'm going to bring your name up on the air, and I'm going to say, yeah, Al Galdi from ESPN 980 said that three teams would be coming. But
hey, man, I will walk up and down Mason campus with a bag over my head if I'm wrong on that. So good to talk to you guys.
Sounds good. Thanks.